Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is he's never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was
determining that I was going to do it. But I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. New time, new year, new time, but same day, same doctor. Dr. Mike Olmekutchin works as an executive coach and specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction. He's been featured on NPR and in Washington Post, and he teaches counseling at New York University. He's been here for 16 weeks or something like that now, helping us tackle topics like career, love, fitness, and family. But he also loves to help people make easy money on DraftKings and FanDuel and help me with my fantasy football team. So he also happens to be my best friend of 15 years. So welcome back, Dr. Michael McCutcheon, for the segment we like to call Dr. Mike Fixes Your Life and Your Lineup. How you doing, buddy?
Hello. I love that we talk about our relationship on this show in weeks, like it's a baby. Like she's 300 weeks old. You know, people like do that with their kids until they're like in middle school. He's been here for 16 weeks. I just can't wait till for 5 years from now for us to be up to hundreds and hundreds of weeks together.
It's that good. Was literally we had a comedian on yesterday, Johnny Beaner, and one of the he has a joke in his stand up about having not being ready for a baby. And then we were like, we have one, but we're not ready for it. And she's 70 weeks old. So,
that's amazing.
All right. Well, without catching up too much, I actually thought we'd start a little differently today because I started on Monday saying I was going to read off five ways a day to slightly improve your life without really trying. And on Monday we did five. On Tuesday we did five. And then we skipped yesterday because we had too many things happening. So I thought, as the last conversation we had with you was about resolutions and sticking to them and kind of doing the things that aren't so big that you're just setting yourself up for failure. And so how we've been approaching this, just Jane and I, is going through some of these and kind of noodling on them and seeing how hard or not hard they actually seem. So I thought we'd just go through some of them with you today.
That sounds great.
We'll
I love that you made
questions.
It to Tuesday with your resolution. You made it all the way to Tuesday with your resolution.
I know. I'm still not drinking, though.
That's
so
great.
That one's holding strong so far. All right. So we left off on 11 on Tuesday. So 11 is get the lighting right, turn off the overhead one, turn on lots of lamps, but turn them off when you leave the room.
Mm.
As I sit here with overhead lighting, that's so flattering.
I love it. Do you want to hear something really pretentious? I heard that Tom Ford literally will not sit in a room with overhead lighting. Isn't that amazing? I do not want to be that. By the way, Tom Ford, if you're out there, I love you. Send me a free suit. I cannot wait to be the next face of your campaign. I didn't mean anything by that. But that said... Can you imagine having that kind of like, I won't do it. I just walk to it.
I will not sit in this restaurant if there's overhead lighting.
But it's true. Lamps are better, right? Lamps are nice. It's nice to have lamp things from all. We're also a big dimmer family in my house. We love a dimmer. We love to put things on a dimmer because sometimes you want the light on and sometimes you want the light off and sometimes you want it at 27%. You know, you just never know what you want.
All right. I'm on board with that. All right. So then number 12, sharpen your knives.
Big one.
Yeah. Love. Yeah. You like that too, James?
I do. Big
love
one.
Love that one.
Just make your life it easier matters. By just making the effort to sharpen your knives.
Especially strange paradox too. The sharper your knives are, the less likely you are to get cut by them, right? Because like they're not going to slide off of a piece of fruit or a vegetable onto you. If they're sharp, they're just going to go straight through. You cut yourself when they don't go into what you're trying to cut. That's how you cut yourself.
My finger would love to beg differently because I definitely almost sliced off the tip of it with our Cutco knives right before we got married. They had just been sharpened.
That's terrible. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. So this one feels a little bit more on the self-improvement habit side. Feeling sluggish at work? Try the Pomodoro technique. 25 minutes on, 5 minute break, and repeat. Do you do this?
I do. And I tell people who are really in a slump to do this because a lot of people will say, I want to write a book or I need to write my thesis or I need to reorganize the pantry. If you think of it as that giant thing, there's no way you're going to do it, but you can do just about everything but hold your breath for 25 minutes. You can do something for 25 minutes, right? But if you do that and you take a 5 minute break and you're done, then you did a lot of work. But if you, after the 5 minute break, you actually are feeling like you're on a roll and you want to get back to it, and then you will. And like, I feel like 4 times out of 5, people usually continue with it. It's a good like foot in the door way of getting your stuff done.
Do you do that with your clients? You're like, well, it's been 25 minutes, so let's take a 5 minute break.
That's a great idea, actually. You know what?
I'm charged for the time.
I need a break. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Somebody tried to cancel the other day. They're like, I'm so sorry to cancel last minute. Your money, bro. I don't have to tell you. You know, get it. Do what you want with it. Yeah.
All right. Number 14, buy a cheap blender and use it to finely chop onions. It saves on time and tears. I do that. I have a food processor for garlic and onions because it just, again, I almost sliced my finger off. And so now I just throw them in the little food processor and they might be too diced up. I'm not that much of a picky cook that I don't care.
Yeah.
Gets it done fast.
That sounds like a great idea. I don't do that. That's a good one. I'm going to steal that one. I don't do that. I like it.
All right. 15, keep your children's drawings and paintings. Put the best ones in frames. As the three childless people talking.
That's cute. Yeah, I would totally do that. Like that would be nice back here in this little backdrop that I have. If I had a little cute little painting, wouldn't that be nice? You can have one back there too.
I'm sure Scott's a great artist. You should just have him make something for you. You can frame back there.
Yeah. Why don't the three of us, Jane, Kristen, and I, why don't we make something for each other? And we just like, we make little art for each other's backgrounds. You want to do that?
I love that.
I love it. Until the children come. All right. Number 16, set aside 10 minutes a day to do something you really enjoy, be it reading a book or playing Halo. I don't know if I do that. I think, especially because I would say my downtime is spent scrolling, like in the mindless, like the things like I just need to check out after prepping for the show or doing emails or whatever. Mm-hmm. Once I'm checked out for the day, I think I play stupid games on my phone. Yeah. Or I scroll through the news or social media or whatever. But I wouldn't say it necessarily like, oh, this is something I really enjoy. I don't even know how to answer that question as far as something I just really enjoy that I would do for 10 minutes a day.
Oh my gosh. Really?
What would you do?
I hope this counts. I listen to the same, or at least Monday through Friday, I listen to the same podcast every day. It's a TV show on ESPN called Pardon the Interruption. And it's like 30 minutes with commercial that ends up being like 23 minutes. And I try to do a walk. Like I'll walk the dog or I'll get outside and do that. And I really find that that's like my piece of chocolate at the end of the day or something like that. It's just so, you know, so comforting. But I think something more like engaging, like reading a book or doing something could be good. We should work on that together. We should both find our 10-minute thing together. It's bad that we can't answer that question.
Jake, can you answer that question?
I do some games on my tablet.
Okay.
Crossword puzzles. And then the game I was trying to tell you about earlier in the week, Kristen, it's called Bonza. And it's like if they, if there was like a crossword puzzle that was completed and then they cut it all up and you have to reassemble it based on one clue, like colors.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, she was trying to explain it to me. I couldn't even wrap my head about it. All right, number 17. Don't be weird about how to stack the dishwasher. Reminder, these are the small, simple things that you can do to improve your life without really putting a lot of effort into it.
I definitely have that one down. I just if there's space, I just throw it in there. I'm not good at Tetris. So I would.
Yeah, this is not my problem.
Yeah.
But the forks have to be up.
Up. Okay. Up.
The forks have to be up so the water can get to them.
Dude, that's actually really helpful because
do you think there's a part in the dishwasher that doesn't get water on it?
Well, at least the way ours is set up. You know, it's the basket for the silver. The tops have to be up.
Okay,
that's my rule.
I'm going to be honest. That's helpful for me. I hedge my bets because I didn't know the rule, so I put some up and some down just in case. So I want at least half of them to get clean. You know, I don't know. They're up and down. They're all over the place. Them sideways, laying across it. You know. Yeah.
All right, number 18, reuse all plastic bags, even bread bags. Much of the packaging you can't reuse can be taken to larger branches of supermarkets for recycling. That does the recycling part of taking it back to the supermarket. I'm just saying in general, I think is going to be hard. It seems like more effort than people want to admit that it would be. We do. I mean, we live in the Midwest, so everyone has bags of bags here, but so we don't throw them away, but I don't know, not sure we actually do anything with them besides feel like we're being productive by just sticking them inside the old ones.
Right. Your husband would say you have bags of bags, actually.
That's true. I'm surprised I didn't say we have bags of bags.
Do you use them to clean up after Cliffy?
We did until I invested in the compostable bags that fit right on and like come up in their little very nicely contained thing that hangs off of his leash and then they're always there and then they compost. So that's how I used to use them. And for now I need it, but I think bringing them back to Pick and Save maybe might be the option.
And you can check with your local animal shelter too.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Because sometimes they will take them.
Okay. All right. We'll get through the last two before we have to go to a break. Number 19, take a photo of the tag you are given when leaving your coat in a cloakroom.
Oh. 100% do that. Also, your bag tags for when they give you your tags when you check the airlines. Oh my gosh, that's such a good one. Yeah, the coat room is clutch because they're not going to give you your coat back, and that's good. You don't want some stranger going, "Hey, I'm number 19. Your coat's just gone." That's great.
One of the best picture, and I don't, as we've already established, no kids yet. But the thing, once I do have kids, I'm absolutely going to use is when your kid asks you, "Mommy, can we buy this?" So this isn't a buying day, sweetie, but we can take a picture of it.
That's really good.
Is that good?
That's really good.
And then, okay, and then they like pose with the toy, and then they have the picture, and then they move on with their lives.
That's really smart. I love that. That's really smart.
All right, with the last minute before we go to break, can't sleep? Try a relaxing soak with lavender bath oil before bed. Sounds very self-indulgent.
I like it. I actually have lavender bubble bath that I use. It's really good. It's by this brand called Honest. Honest, you should also sponsor the show along with Jeff Bezos. It's really, really good. And when you've had a long day or a long week, it's really helpful. I fully, fully endorse that one.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, Dr. Michael McCutcheon will still be here. We have some football questions. We have a submitted question about a career stuff. So stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it. I'll be here. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
the devil's advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows dip down to about 26. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 18. A dusting of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
69. Offense. He was giving them the business.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life. Here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. So live your life.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are with Dr. Michael McCutcheon at his new time, but still on Thursdays, where he fixes your life and your lineup. And we got a question on the text line?
We do. This is from 50 Cents Bets, Dr. Mike. A couple questions. Number one, when Green Bay loses on Sunday, do you think it will be Aaron Rodgers' last game as a Packer? Number two, what are your playoff predictions? Who gets the seventh seed in the NFC?
Woof. That's a mean question. I think win or lose, this will not be Aaron Rodgers' last game as a Packer, because they're going to be paying him $6 billion a year next year. So, A, I don't think any other team can afford him. And B, I don't think he wants to go anywhere. I think he really likes it where he is. And C, probably leading into some of our predictions that are coming up. But, yeah, I don't think they're going to lose. I mean, it's the Packers at home, outside in January against the Lions, who play in a dome. I'll take the Packers by 100. So I don't think it's going to go that way. But yeah, who's going to get the seventh seed? Probably the Seahawks are going to get the seventh seed in the NFC. But there has been talk today about all these rescheduling things, which I know we're going to talk about. There might be some rescheduling with the playoffs, and they might. One thing they're floating is expanding to eight teams. Maybe there will be even an eighth seed team, and somebody else can sneak in. But yeah, I think the Packers will get in with a sixth or seventh seed, and the Seahawks will get in there too. But yeah, I think Aaron will be around for as long as Aaron wants to be around. So I think it'd be a long time.
So speaking of that, and you know, I'm not trying to be Skip Bayless. Let's just get that out right away. But I hadn't even thought about it until, I don't know, last night or the night before. And Mike had asked me, how'd you do for your team? And I threw in my phone to show him. And I made it to the finals. And I, from week one of two for the finals, around two, I'm losing by like 30 points right now. But I was supposed to have Mixon play on Monday, which he was projected to have 16. So I would still be down, but he didn't play, so this is the score. Our team, it's very low stakes, and this team, this is basically just a way for us as girlfriends to have fun with each other. But we didn't talk about what we're going to do, how we're going to address it. Has there been anything from the different platforms that manage or provide these apps like ESPN or anything that are like, this is how to handle this within your league? Or what have you been, what have you seen in your different leagues, all 85 of them that you're in, as far as how they're handling this? And I haven't even been paying attention how the NFL has decided to handle when to reschedule that game.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. I mean, first of all, we just heard that DeMar is doing a lot better, which is great. Lots of good signs. He's probably going to be in the hospital for a long time, but he's doing a lot better, which is obviously the most important thing. But yeah, how does all this stuff shake out? One thing that I've seen that's probably the easiest is that people who were in the finals, if it's even remotely close, right? If it was like you only had one player left and it was kind of close, it sounds like yours was, is they just decide to take a tie. And they say, you know what? Wait, let's split the pot and shake hands and say we both won and have co-champions. I think that's a great answer. I think the other stuff gets a little bit more complicated. So if for your low-stakes league, as you called it, I would do that. Another thing, too, is like if you wanted to, you could just say, well, Mixon is going to play this Sunday in Week 18. You could just take Mixon, who's the running back for the Bengals. You could just take his points for Week 18 and sub them from last week and count those points, right? You could take it because he's going to be in a meaningful game, but he really will play hard. And you could take the upcoming week and just sub those points in there. That's also an option. But no, the league isn't saying what they're going to do, but the NFL isn't saying what they're going to do. None of like the fantasy leagues are saying what to do, right? Because they don't want to say you should do this or you should do that because they want to wait to see how everything shakes out. They've been a little mum on their advice. So I would either split it or go the more difficult route and try to calculate it yourself with what Mixon does this week. But splitting it and just hugging it out probably seems like the more honorable thing to do, you know?
Fair. All right. Well, you kind of already said what you think the Packers are going to win, but what is the best bet for the Packers Lions game? And more importantly, so you think they're going to win? You think they're going to win and they're going to make it to the playoffs?
I don't know. You know, I don't want to say it, but because if I say it and it doesn't happen, I'll be kicked off the show and I'll never be allowed to come into the state of Wisconsin ever again. What am I going to bet on? I'm going to bet on the Packers to win. I've been in a confidence pool. I'm putting a bunch of points on the Packers to win. So that is where my heart and where my head is. The best bet would be Packers money line. I would just take it. They're favored by 4 points. Detroit scores a lot of points, so I don't know if I would give up 4 points. But I think Aaron Rodgers finds a way at Lambeau to do it one more time and. You know, he can keep the smugness alive for one more week.
Yeah. All right. Then we'll squeeze one more in before we have to go. Your Cleveland Browns did us a huge solid by beating the Commanders, but now they're playing the Steelers this weekend. So what bets are you taking for the Browns versus Steelers game this weekend?
Whenever in doubt, bet against the Browns. Also, Mike Tomlin, the coach of the Steelers, is a very, very good coach, and he's never had a losing record. He's been a coach since 2007. He's never once had a losing record, and they're 8-8. So if they lose, he'll have a losing record. If they win, they'll have a winning record. I think everybody in that locker room knows what's going on, and nobody wants Mike Tomlin to have a losing record. The Steelers are going to pull it out at home on Sunday and beat the Browns. And at least have a chance to get in the playoffs. A lot of other things have to happen, but they're not going to let the Browns eliminate them. So
right.
I would take the Steelers.
All right. Well, Dr. Michael McCutcheon, thank you, as always, for joining us on this Thursday. We will see you again next Thursday. Have a great day.
Good to see you both. Happy New Year.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Flagmakers right in Oak Creek. And you should definitely check out this trailer for this movie if you feel like tearing up a little bit. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Come right back.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The so-called Pineapple Express clouds of rain that have drenched the California coast have moved a bit inland, but with lots of water left to drop.
Widespread flooding from Redding, California, all the way down into L.A. It will be a parade of storms, one after another. As one storm exits, another one enters.
Mike Bettis at the Weather Channel. The silver lining in all those clouds, California can use the rain. Having lost 11 votes for Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy has been trying to win over about 20 fellow Republicans to give him the gavel, but political analysts Larry Sabato notes,
there are not a whole lot of powers left to the speakership. He has ceded them to the most conservative, right-wing part of the Republican caucus, the House Freedom Caucus.
Even with suspect Brian Koberger now in custody in the four Idaho University student killings.
We don't know a motive, we don't know if the suspect knew the victims, and we don't know where the murder weapon is. As for Koberger, he'll remain in the Latah County Jail without bail.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca, CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Thank you for joining us anywhere you're listening on the Civic Media Network. So talk about Wisconsin in the wild, which is something that we love to point out when Wisconsin shows up in national stories. But here is a story that happens right in our backyard in southeastern Wisconsin in Oak Creek about the Flagmakers, which is now an Oscar-contending short documentary that follows workers at our country's largest maker of American flags and flagpoles. And joining us is Sharon Lease, who is one of the co-directors of the Critic Choice nominated film, The Flagmakers. And it's already been having buzz for Oscar contender for short documentary. And there's also now buzz about a Broadway musical. So I feel like I'm so excited that you're here and I have so much to talk to you about. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you also for your flexibility, because with the holidays and COVID, it's been some rescheduling to finally get you on here. But thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your interest.
So how did you, because you're not from Wisconsin. You don't live in Wisconsin.
I don't, and I'm not, but I am a Midwesterner.
Where are you from?
I live in Kansas City. I'm actually from upstate New York, but I've lived in, more of my life I've lived in the Kansas City area.
Okay, great. So Midwest pride. How did you and your co-director, Cynthia Wade, happen upon this story?
Well, Cynthia and I have collaborated a lot on projects, and we were talking about several years ago about the anti-immigrant sentiment growing in this country and wanted to do something with immigrants. And since I live in Kansas City, I found this program that was being done where immigrants and refugees were learning to sew in a 6-week sewing program, and then they had jobs after that. So we started to film that, and one of the women found a job at a flag factory in Kansas City. And once that happened, Cynthia and I were like, this is an incredible backdrop to be talking about immigrants. And we approached that flag factory, and they weren't so excited about the idea of having a film crew there, which is understandable. But we really liked the idea. So we did a nationwide search, and we found Eater Flag in Oak Creek. And it wasn't a slam dunk, but we talked to Jody Goglio there, who is the COO, and just talked more and more. And when we visited the place, we walked in there and knew we would never look at the American flag the same way again. I mean, it's just the tapestry of America when you go in there.
And so once you got there, what was kind of the, because I know very little about making documentaries. I very much enjoy documentaries, but kind of what you said, sometimes it's as much journalism of pulling the thread of finding, turning on the cameras and trying to see what you're going to find, because it's not narrative. You don't know the beginning, middle, and end of what's going to happen. And so you get to Oak Creek, and how did you find your quote unquote main characters? How long did you film for? Kind of what was the process once you got to Wisconsin?
Well, it's interesting that you say that about documentaries, because when you're unscripted, you have to find the story.
Yeah.
You can't just go in and say, this is the story I'm going to tell, and then find the cast. So you have to work with what you have. And that's one of the reasons why we loved Eater Flag, because it was just a pool of people that anybody had a really interesting story. All the people that are immigrants and refugees, like, they had some incredible story about how they got there. Mm-hmm. And then working side by side with people who were Midwesterners, they also have really interesting stories. So what we did was we first went there with no cameras. And for a couple days, we just sat in a conference room, and people would come in and talk to us for a half an hour at a time. And we would learn about their stories and learn about what part of their stories they would be willing to share. Because there were also stories that we really couldn't share because it would be really risky for some people who left some countries, when they had to flee a country. So what's interesting too is that Radissa, who becomes our main, the main voice of the film, when we first met her and talked to her, and she left the room, and Cynthia and I looked at each other and we're like, she can walk us through the whole film. Like, she's our guide. But as we got filming and editing after 3 years of doing this for a 35-minute film, we thought maybe we won't have Radissa do that. And then we did a version where we didn't have Radissa as the person who led us through. But then we went back to our original instinct and realized that that was really the way to go.
And so 3 years for a 35-minute film, that is remarkable. So when did you start filming then?
So we filmed in July of 2019.
Okay.
That's when we started. Okay. Yeah. And then the pandemic hit. Yeah. So we didn't think we would be filming for 3 years, but the pandemic slowed us down as it did everyone. Yeah. You know, and it was really hard to film there because we could only get in at certain times and we all had to, we were testing before we went in. We would quarantine for a week, you know, just get to Milwaukee and then wait and then go in. We were filming through windows, through doors. So, but it allowed us to be able to capture things that were unfolding in the country over those 3 years that, you know, had there not been a pandemic, had the, you know, we would not have had the opportunity to tell some of the stories that we were able to tell.
We're talking to Shannon Lease, Sharon Lease, who is the co-director of the Critic Choice nominated film, The Flagmakers. And, you know, one of the things, and I don't know how much this came up by just being in Oak Creek, but I think the story of Oak Creek of the last 10 years is it was just the anniversary of the Sikh temple shooting in 2012. And the stories that came out of that, as far as immigrants and people who are different and how much community building came out of that 10 years ago, did that filter in at all in any of the stories you guys were able to capture?
Actually, we thought about including that in our documentary, but it's a 35-minute film, so we couldn't. But we tried many different ways because that is so core to the community mm-hmm. and to the heart of the community. You know, that tragedy obviously stays with everyone forever. But we were just so impressed with the diversity in this, you know, Midwest town. And, you know, because you see it everywhere and the food is great because there's all kinds of diversity of food. And the people and the way the different perspectives, we were just so impressed. We just, you know, from the beginning knew that this was just a really special place.
Absolutely. So then how did Giannis get involved? Cause I feel like, you know, arguably one of the most famous, beloved people in Wisconsin, maybe in the world, because how do you not love Giannis? But he obviously was coming off of the rise with the fictional depiction of his family and their immigration story. But how did he get involved in helping to be one of the executive producers for this film?
I know. we got really lucky. So we, so National Geographic is also producing the film and we've licensed the rights to them. And so, and they're owned by Disney Plus, which had okay. the, Giannis had his project there. So when people around in Disney Plus and National Geographic, they were seeing rough cuts. They noticed that we had one of our characters, Sugar Ray, who's very much a Bucks fan. And as a matter of fact, that is the only flag if he were to fly a flag, that is the only flag he would fly.
I know more people who are also like that.
So they started seeing the tie-in, and through them, they were able to, you know, see if he wanted to consider that and take a look at the film. And he looked at the film and then, you know, kind of pretty quickly got on board and was a big supporter.
Yes, I could imagine. I mean, I think the similar threads I could imagine. Obviously, his immigration story is not an American one, besides, obviously, his rise to fame. But everything I saw from that movie is of what happened in Greece for him. And so it's another kind of feather as far as how much he is about community and raising people up and raising up this community and what he's meant to Wisconsin. So seeing his name attached to something. But then also, because I have more questions, but I feel like we should play a clip of the trailer because both Jane and I, like, I don't know how anyone can get through watching this trailer without getting a little teared up. And so let's play a little bit of it.
When I moved from Serbia, it surprised me a little bit how much Americans love their flag. In all our flags, we have pieces of our employees' stories. That flag, we have story to tell. Story of us.
The first step is sewing the star field to the short stripes. The next person will take the long stripes.
I haven't worked at a place that has been this diverse before.
Good morning, everybody. Minglava, Miromanjesi, Salam Aleikum.
I understand the pride of immigrants looking at the American flag, being in a country where you could aspire to be anything that you want to be.
Nice people here. Don't remember all their names. Their names are different than American names, but that's okay.
Heard that Wisconsin accent strong. A lot of accents in the movie. So was it emotional to make this more so than other films you've made in the past?
Well, that's a tough question, because I do get into the emotions of my characters a lot. But this was in its own way, very emotional, because we were telling the story of America and, you know, in a large scale, but then we also had the intimate stories of each of the people that we followed, and we know, and obviously you can tell that there's even more that we were not able to go into with each person. So there's a lot about, and a lot that's also very inspiring, because the especially the immigrants, you know, just kind of remind you of what the hope and the promise of this country is. And even though they go through some pretty big hardships and racism and attacks, they still have such a beautiful sense of this country.
And so when you and Cynthia decided to make, you found the manufacturing company, Eater.
Yes.
Eater. Okay. And did you know that you wanted it to be short? Because it feels like there's so much there that it could have been longer. Was it hard to keep it to 35 minutes?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge to make a short. And Cynthia and I did go into it knowing that we wanted it to be a short. There were times when we thought, wow, we really have a feature here. But there's just something so poetic about a short. We wanted it to have the experience of it, for people to feel like it was like they were in the experience of a feature length, but tell it in a very short, tight way, though not feeling rushed.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a break quickly. Our guest this half hour is Sharon Lees, who is the co-director of The Flag Makers, which is already won a Critics' Choice. It was a Critics' Choice nominated and Oscar contender. So I want to talk a little bit more about the reception so far, and also how this could maybe end up on Broadway. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
To America, got a dream they come to share. Country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing, of thee I sing.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 26. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, highs level off around 31. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 18. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are talking to Sharon Lease, who is the co-director of The Flag Makers, which is a short documentary that was filmed right in Oak Creek about exactly that. The both local people from Wisconsin, immigrants who are making America's flags. It's the largest American flag company in the country, and it is executive produced by Giannis himself. It is distributed and produced by National Geographic, and it's recently been nominated for a Critics' Choice Award, and it's also in the top 15 contenders for short documentary for Oscars.
Yes.
Congratulations. Yes. That has Obviously, you don't make films to get awards, but it has to feel good when it happens.
Yeah, it's pretty thrilling. It's humbling, and it's also very, very thrilling.
And so what, beyond just the award recognitions, what else has been the reception? Is there any anecdotal stories that you've heard from people who've seen it, who, what it's meant to them?
Oh yeah. And we hear this mostly at some of the screenings because we've been at film festivals. And you know, people come up to you afterwards and they relate to one of the characters in the film, and they'll tell us about that, or they'll talk about Barb, who's lived in the Midwest her whole life. And they may talk about how, you know, America failed her. And she might not feel that way, Barb herself, but they see that, or someone who, an immigrant who will come up to us and tell us that, you know, they see themselves in those stories, or people who, really want to talk about the flag and about how they are concerned about flying a flag and they don't fly a flag anymore because they don't want people to mistake what they believe, whatever that is.
That's a topic we've talked on the show before, as far, especially around 4th of July, is the shifting in our country of what the symbolism of the American flag. And obviously it was so funny watching the trailer, right? The intricacies of sewing an actual American flag, not like a cheap plastic one you buy on Amazon, but the appropriation, at least in this country, of we put the American flag on so much merch and, clothes and stuff, but an actual American flag and how delicately it's sewn together. I think even just from watching the trailer, you can tell the craftsmanship that goes into making a high quality flag. But it's interesting because right in the beginning, when is that Radissa who says this country really loves their flag.
Yeah. Like she couldn't believe that she could make a whole career of almost 30 years making American flags. Like how many flags do they need? And right now they're at like at 400% growth rate in the demand. Wow. For American flags. Yeah. It's just insane. And they have like a second shift, a third shift. They're working on the weekends. They just cannot meet the demand.
And so this is, because I do want to get to the Broadway buzz. But when you were doing the search of where you could have the backdrop for this story, how many American flag companies are there in the country?
That is a good question. I really don't know, because I just know that there are several of these large ones, and, you know, Eder being the largest, and a lot of them are in the Midwest. But I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I was just, because as you said, if they're having so many shifts and they have such a high demand, it'd be interesting to see how many other companies are in a similar situation. So it actually worked out well that we had to reschedule this interview a couple times, because since I first reached out to you and Cynthia, I saw this headline in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that there's now potential that or interest in turning this story into a Broadway musical.
Yeah, it's actually been optioned already for a Broadway musical with Mark Gordon of Come From Away fame.
Love that.
So, yeah, and we're really excited about that, because there are so many stories that I think lend themselves to a musical in that Come From Away sort of way. It can be amazing. All the different music and the languages and all of the incredible stories that we weren't able to tell in because of time or mm-hmm. safety, we'll be able to do it in a Broadway show.
Sharon, I'm just going to throw this one name out there. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Seriously.
The natural. I can see that. Yeah. I can. Yeah.
And yeah. So has that ever happened to any other movies or documentaries you've made before, as far as the very clear vision of like, oh, you can see the jump of how this would become true to the story, but still like a narrative in a totally different medium?
No, I mean, for shorts, especially, this is the first time we've ever heard of this happening. It has happened with feature docs I've heard before, but not with a short. But there are so many things, especially with an ensemble cast, that you can tell these incredible stories, and some of the stories that, you know, for safety reasons we were not sharing, but, you know, it can be fictionalized now, and nobody would get hurt. So we're excited, because if you walk through the factory itself, everyone has like their own little workstations, you know, where they've decorated in something from their country. And then they all have they have radios going with all the different music. So you walk through and it's just such a soundscape of different sounds from the world.
Oh, that just gave me chills, especially when you said Lin-Manuel, was the combo of Come From Away and Lin-Manuel Miranda and like the possibilities of all of that. Makes this Broadway nerd very excited. So for the time being, where can people stream The Flagmakers right now?
So you can see it on Disney Plus tomorrow, January 6th, for 2 weeks. You can also find it on Hulu.
Oh, great. Absolutely. And so anything else you'd like people to know before we close out the show and let you go?
I just think, I hope people see this film and think about all the things that they have thought about the American flag before, and compare that to what they think about it after they see the film.
And Sharon, I just want to say too, when they do go see it, and I know people who are listening will, bring Kleenex. You're going to be a slobbering, snotty, teary mess.
good advice, Jane. All right. Sharon Lees, co-director of The Flagmakers, which you can find on Disney Plus right now and for 2 weeks starting today on Hulu. Perfect.
Yes, starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow. Thank you. Yes. Sharon, thank you so much for taking time to spend with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
It was great.
Well, this will about do it for us today. We will be back tomorrow at 11. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian or The Chad Holmes Show. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes. You've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.